Well, a survey being reported on in this morning's edition of USA Today finds Army morale is low, despite the fact that the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are officially over. According to the survey, more than half of soldiers say they are pessimistic about their future in the military, and nearly half say they have little satisfaction in their jobs. And now, with troop cuts looming, the Army is telling soldiers they should start thinking about civilian life. Julia Botero of Here and Now contributor North Country Public Radio went to Fort Drum in New York and has our story.
First Lieutenant Jumbela Coote is from Queens, New York. He signed up for the Army when he was a freshman in college. The Army agreed to pay for his education in exchange for 4 years of service. Coote graduated in 2009 when President Obama was sending even more troops to Afghanistan. He entered the Army as an infantryman.
Back in those days, it was granted. It was, hey, you are going to go to war. Do you still want to do it?
Coote said yes. A few months later, he was in Afghanistan. He deployed there twice, earning a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star. In 2014, he was in the midst of advising Afghani security forces when a superior officer approached him. Coote was told to leave the Army immediately.
I was literally just handpicked and said, you need to go. Leave now. In the middle of everything. Yeah, that was a little heartbreaking.
While Coote was leading soldiers through a war zone, a promotions board was reviewing his files. It was time for Lieutenant Coote to move up to captain, but...
Unfortunately for me, the Army decided I couldn't make the captain's list. From the moment that they decided I didn't make the captain's list, I was given 7 months to get out of the Army.
During the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, an officer could move up the ranks quickly. The Army needed leaders for the thousands of recruits. Now, sequestration, part of the 2011 Budget Control Act, is forcing the Army to shrink. So Army officials are deciding who can stay and who must go. The records of officers and the enlisted will be scrutinized by selection boards every year until the size of the force is reduced by 70,000 soldiers.
We're training some new folks in, so it's a little busy.
The transitions office at Fort Drum near Watertown, New York, is streaming with dozens of soldiers. This is where they come for help when planning to leave the Army. They're at computers, updating resumes, scrolling through job listings, and talking to counselors. Lori Guler is the head of Fort Drum's transition office. She gives me a tour.
They are trying to make up their mind whether they want to stay in, leave the military. So there are all kinds of different options out there for them.
More than 6,000 soldiers at Fort Drum are eligible to start the long process of transitioning out. Some who've already left the Army find it hard to get back on their feet.
That's peer-to-peer, Jay speaking.
Just a few miles away from the base, Justin Gregory Blodgett is volunteering at the Watertown Vets Outreach Center. He was discharged honorably from the Army in 2013 after 14 years of service. He's now unemployed.
I was pissed. I was pretty angry. I was like, well, you know, I wanted to stay in and make a career out of it.
Blodgett deployed to Afghanistan 4 times. On this last mission, he said he injured his hip in a helicopter crash. After surgery, Blodgett said he was told he wouldn't be able to fight again.
As an infantryman, our job is to, you know, go out there and go after the bad guys. But I couldn't do that anymore because of my injury, so.
This is a fairly common process every time that we've had to draw down a force.
Lisa Mundy teaches military history at the University of St. Thomas in Houston, Texas. She says cuts are common after big combat missions. Even healthy soldiers in good standing are asked to leave.
When you're drawing down, you have to start making the cut somewhere. It's simply a matter of this is, you know, what Congress has decided the end strength is going to be and the budget's going to be, and this is what we have to do to reach those goals.
Soldiers know that, but off the record, many express frustration with the process, especially those who've deployed 4 or 5 times. They've left their families repeatedly for months. Many moved up the ranks and enjoy the responsibilities and the pay of an officer. They say the uncertainty is nerve-wracking, and it stings to be told you aren't good enough.
To visit, we will be in Denver this weekend.
First Lieutenant Jumbela Coote is sitting in his living room typing out emails on his laptop. Coote faces new challenges in the civilian world. He's going back to school, and he'll be living on a budget. And he'll have to figure out how to replace the thrill he found in combat with a new passion.
When that adrenaline rushes, when that first snap, The crackle of the bullets whiz and the explosions happen. It's addicting. It's a high that you can't get anywhere else.
Akut isn't bitter about the end of his Army career, but he says he'll miss being part of a larger global mission. Now his new assignment is to simply focus on himself.
Just kind of wrap my head around this concept of being in charge of everything that has to do with me starting now, which is it's tough to swallow because my life up to now has been so structured.
More soldiers may find themselves in Lieutenant Akut's position. Additional cuts are expected across the country as the Army tries to trim 70,000 troops from its ranks by 2017. Another review of officers and enlisted records is tentatively scheduled for September. For Here and Now, I'm Julia Botero.